It is the 3rd of November, three games on the 3rd of November. Not a lot to talk about. There wasn't meant to be a show today, but I have come home from work feeling pretty, for lack of a better word, shitty. Going to go to bed after this, but I thought I'd roll out a quick show. Should only take 15 minutes. This is the Sunday post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King, your host at AdamKing91 on Twitter, where you can find me at FBI Basketball, where you can find us. We are also part of the Old Man Squad Network. Follow them on Twitter at Old Man Squad. We're on YouTube, we're on X, Twitter, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Please listen in, please rate, please subscribe, please do all that stuff. It is the Sunday post-game show. I normally don't do a Sunday one. Am meant to be at work, but left feeling pretty bad, actually. Had a bit of a sleep already, but woke up. I thought I'd do a quick show and then head back to bed, probably, just because there are only three games and this should only take 15 to 20 minutes to talk about. So the pain meds are kicking in. Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully I've got everything on track. I'm really foggy, but let's start with the injury news. Steph Curry, questionable for tomorrow. He's probably going to play, let's be fair. I've said once someone is upgraded to questionable, it's a pretty good indication that barring any setbacks, they will play. Ben Simmons played tonight, won't play tomorrow. I'm only going to go over the top stuff. Jamal Murray remains out with that concussion, so Westbrook will probably start again. If you want to roster him, fine. I've said his percentages are woeful, but he is getting some assists and steals. Julian Strouther as well had like 19 points, I think, in their last game, so worth a look potentially, although a lot of games, I don't know if it's 15 games tomorrow. I know there's a lot of games. All of my rosters, I've had a quick look, seem to be fully active, so probably not a lot of streaming tomorrow, to be honest. Zion did not play tonight with hamstring. No indication that this is serious, but if we remember back to last season, it was a hamstring that kept him out of the playoffs. So just keep an eye on their injury report ahead of their next game. Okongwu did not play because of his toe. Seems to be a bit of an ongoing thing. Hadn't been playing that well, but still needs to be held. Dyson Daniels did play and played well. We'll talk about him when we get to the Hawks game. Who else have we got? Rudy Gobert is questionable tomorrow with an ankle. Hopefully that's nothing too much there. Nick Richards continues to be ruled out with his shoulder injury. Lauri Markkanen is questionable. He had said he was hoping to return during the four-game road trip. They are at Chicago on Monday. So potentially a return for Lauri Markkanen. Zach LaVine is questionable with an adductor strain. He's been a little bit banged up the last week. So, yeah, just something to watch there. Who else have we got through here as we go through? The rest is from tonight. Paul George should return. I think he's officially probable, it looks like. So, yeah, again, barring any setbacks, he will play tomorrow. They're probably going to ease him back in. I don't think he plays his full allotment of minutes, but yeah, he should be probably at 28 to 30, I would say. We had Wendell Carter, who left tonight's game with knee tendonitis, and Mo Wagner started. So, yeah, I don't know whether this is going to be a thing now for Carter where it might cause him to miss some time, but something else to monitor. Let's go into the games very quickly. Detroit get another victory, 106-92 over the Nets. For Detroit, Jalen Duren much better, 13-17 with three blocks and a steal. Good. He'd been pretty bad, so good to see him bounce back and have a strong game here. Not surprisingly, against a Brooklyn team that really didn't put up much of a fight and doesn't have a lot in terms of center depth. Tobias Harris, look, I mean, all of them were pretty good here. Tim Hardaway and Malik Beasley both had streaming value tonight. So if you streamed either of them in for three-pointers, you got 3 and 4 respectively. Jaden Ivey, yeah, he has slowed a little bit after that fast start, but he had 15 points on 4 of 15 shooting. Cade Cunningham with 19 points, 7 turnovers. Again, turnovers are pretty high for some of these guys. Oh, excuse me. But look, a pretty good game all around. On to the Brooklyn side. Oh, as I cough. Cam Johnson started this game really well. Had 22 points at halftime. Finished with 26, so he did slow down, but good to see him taking shots and hitting some of them. Ben Simmons, as I said, did play tonight, won't play tomorrow. He had 4 points. Seems to be pretty capped at about 24 to 25 minutes at the moment. 6 rebounds, 6 assists and a steal. Dorian Finney-Smith, no real interest there. Schroeder is starting to come back to the pack, which we had assumed would happen. 7 points, 4 assists. The steals sort of bump up his value there, but he is starting to regress to what we thought he might be. Cam Thomas started a bit slowly but ended with 17 points, not much else. This is sort of an old Cam Thomas line from last year, so hopefully he can get going again. And then the bench, they have said that Nick Claxton they're sort of looking to play him in the back-to-back, so he only played 22 minutes here, so I would assume he plays tomorrow. And if that is the case, they are then going to potentially move him back into the starting lineup this week. So if you do have him, his time could be coming very soon. The Hawks get up over the Pelicans relatively comfortably here. The Pelicans without a host of players. For the Hawks, they welcome back Dyson Daniels, who only played 25 minutes, but still had a nice solid fantasy line, 16 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, 2 threes against his former team. So really good to have him back on the court here. Trae Young, just another day at the office, 23 and 12 with a steal. Shot the ball well, which is always nice when you have Trae. I actually had him in the league where I was, I think, leading field goal percentage coming into the day. And it's not a category that my team is built for at all. And I was hesitant. I was wondering, do I roll out Trae Young? I also have Dyson in that team and Cam Johnson. They were the three I had active. My opponent had Clint Capela and Okongwu. So with Okongwu out, I knew he wasn't going to play. I was going to win anyway, even if I won. Didn't win field goal percentage, but I opted to roll all the guys out there and... thankfully, Trae Young and Dyson Daniels both shot over 50% and I ended up winning field goal percentage. So nice. Thank you, New Orleans, for allowing them to do that. Jalen Johnson, 29 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 5 of 6 from the line. Awesome. Buy low is closed for now. Reese Shea in a favorable matchup here. He had probably his best game, 11 points, 5 rebounds. 3 steals in 30 minutes. He needs to be rostered. And Capela, 8 and 4 with a block in his 21 minutes. They didn't extend him too much here. Larry Nance played 25 minutes off the bench. We know if Nance was going to get 25 minutes a night, he would be a must-roster player. No word on this Okongwu thing, if his toe has flared up again or if this is just part of the management plan. But keep an eye on that, because if Okongwu is going to miss some time, I would consider adding Larry Nance because they don't seem to want to push Capela more than about 24 minutes. So Nance, as I said, in 24, 25 minutes can be a 12-team asset. On to the Pelicans. Zion, late scratch. So we had Javonte Green in the starting lineup. I'm not really adding him. He does some defensive stuff from time to time, but yeah, there's not enough there for me. Hawkins had 19 points in his 31 minutes. Alvarado, not as good as the last game, but 9 and 7 with a steal. He needs to be rostered as well. And I did mention that I thought Yves Missi should be rostered. These numbers aren't fantastic. 4 points, 6 rebounds, a steal and a block. But the fact he played 26 minutes is encouraging. And I still think he probably needs to be rostered in certain situations. He's not for everyone because he's pretty limited in what he does. But if he's going to get minutes in the low to mid-20s, he should have enough value when we just look at that those blocks. And then they're rolling out, God, names you don't even know off the bench. Brandon Boston, I talked about him in the last game. I do like him. He had 14, 5, and 4 in his 30 minutes. Deeper leagues, I'd consider him if we're going to have Zion out. He could come back, but McCollum is out for a while. And as we know, those other guys are Trey Murphy. Could be back this week, though, and I'm not really interested in anyone else. And then the final game of the night, the Magic and the Mavericks. Easy win for Dallas. Orlando could be in a bit of trouble here. I know you got to adjust. They lost Paolo, their main guy. But they haven't looked good. They were never in this one at all. Tristan Da Silva started, not interested in him. Franz, yeah, this is fine, but 13, 6, and 6 with 2 steals. Jalen Suggs, what he'd been doing was sort of not sustainable, but he will be better than this. 10 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal. So the defense is still there, just didn't shoot the ball particularly well. KCP, we don't want a bar of him. And Wendell Carter only played 9 minutes, as I said. So just watch this space when it comes to Wendell Carter, because if he is going to miss time, Goga Badadze also was ruled out here with a foot issue, which is a bit of an ongoing thing. Mo Wagner would be the pickup. He had 10.6 rebounds in his 21 minutes. Anthony Black moved back to the bench and had more turnovers than any other stat. 2 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 6 turnovers. He was one of the guys we were sort of talking about. He had played well off the bench. There was an opportunity opening up for him. He hasn't really taken advantage of that. If you picked him up, if you added him, I would probably hold, just because the schedule this week is really loaded. We've got a lot of games tomorrow, nothing Tuesday, a lot of games Wednesday. So you're going to have an active roster. You're not going to be able to stream anyone in. So I would just hold Black and probably see how his next couple of games go before cutting him. Jonathan Isaac, 16 minutes. They're not really pushing him any further than that, despite the fact they would probably like to. And in 16 minutes, he is not a must roster player. You just stream him in for defensive stats. Cole Anthony back in the rotation, 14 minutes, 9 points. Let's see if he sticks. He does go on heaters from time to time. So there is a chance that if Black is not playing well, that Cole Anthony might somehow get into a 25 minute role and could get you 16 points with some threes. And he is a good rebounder as well from the guard position. So I wouldn't add him at all, but just keep an eye on what his minutes look like. On the Dallas, on the Dallas side, fairly comfortable night. No one was really stretched too far. Luka played a team high 32 minutes. He had 32 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, and shot the ball relatively well, which is a nice change. Kyrie Irving, just being Kyrie Irving, Dan Gafford had 18 points. Again, this was a very favorable matchup for Gafford and for Lively as well. Lively had 11 and 11 in his 20 minutes. Neither center really had to play too hard here, so don't pay too much attention to the minutes. PJ Washington had been pretty good. This was not as good, but we are holding him. Klay Thompson had 9 points in his 29 minutes. He's fine if you just need threes. I don't think he's a must roster player, but if you want to hold him, by all means, go ahead. And no one really on that bench is doing it for me. Quinton Grimes, 5 points. Spencer Dinwiddie failed to score. So let's have a look. We've got a question here. Is Suggs a sell? He's now got 3 top 15 caliber games and 3 duds. Yeah, look, is he a sell? I guess it depends what you can get for him. I do think, like I said, I think he will be better than this. How good is he going to be? I think probably his ceiling here is probably second round. If he can be close to 20 points a game and close to 2 steals a game, I think he's probably second round. But as we know, his floor is probably top 100. So he is one of these guys whose ceiling and floor is far apart. In terms of what you can get from him, I mean, I wouldn't be probably selling him if you wanted to. If you're not sure, now would not be the time, because people are going to remember what he's done in the last couple of years. You're going to need to sell him after a good game. So he's currently the 23rd ranked player. And look, his numbers are not super unsustainable. He's at 17.5 points, just over 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, a block, 44% from the field. Yeah, look, I don't know. He's probably not going to get a block. He'll probably drop down to sort of, 0.7. He is a good shot blocker. So he might sort of scale back a little bit to 2.5 combined steals and blocks as opposed to 3. I think the 5 rebounds, 4 assists are probably sustainable, 2.5 threes. So I think he's probably top 50 rest of the way. But if you're not certain, I would wait for him to have another good game, which he will in the next couple of weeks. I mean, with no Paolo there, he's going to have to. So if you're looking to move on from him, I would wait until he has 1 or 2 good games and then try and move him probably for a second rounder. I wouldn't go any lower than top 30. But you could also hold, of course. So, all right, that will do for today's show. Nice and quick, as I said. Tomorrow's show, assuming I'm feeling up to it, should be a normal show. I'll have to have a look at what I've got on, but should be a normal show, normal time tomorrow. Lots of games to go through, so it will be a slightly longer show. But that will do for today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep post-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.